In the book industry, there are not too many fish in the sea. There are very few large fish, and the largest, Seattle's own Amazon. They enjoy a market share of 25% of all print books and 60% in ebooks. Recently, they've been raising prices on some books. Some authors can't find out why, and they're a little upset about it, and also publishers. Stacey Mitchell is a senior researcher with the nonprofit Policy Analysis Institute for Local Self-Reliance. She's also the author of Big Box Swindle. She thinks Amazon's dominance is a reason to worry, and rising prices on some books is one reason. Stacey, Amazon says they're not increasing prices.
Well, according to the report in the New York Times, there have been rising prices on quite a number of titles. I gather it's a bit difficult to track, but it does seem to be a trend that not only the Times reported on, but a number of publishers and authors have noticed as well.
But they're also lowering prices on some books too, right?
Presumably, yes. And prices seem to fluctuate week to week.
So how can you say they're increasing prices if some are going up, some are going down?
Well, this is based on the New York Times reporting, not my mm-hmm. own analysis, but that was their story and what they reported.
So what do you think, why do you think Amazon's doing that, raising prices on some books now?
Well, you know, they've gained a very dominant position in the marketplace, and this is sort of classic behavior of monopolists or near monopolists, where you initially come in and discount prices very heavily until your competitors fall by the wayside, and then when you become the dominant player, you begin to raise prices in order to recoup those losses and begin to turn a profit. You know, Amazon lost a really staggering $3 billion during its first 8 years of operation, and much of that was, went to fund its ability to, price products below cost. And now, the company is looking to become more profitable, and it has fewer competitors, so it's apparently is beginning to raise prices on books.
And of course, some people blame Amazon for the demise of independent booksellers. Is that really happening? And is it because of Amazon?
Interesting. We lost a lot of independent bookstores. They closed by the droves. In the last few years, we've begun to see a bit of a revival, and actually the numbers of independent bookstores in the U.S. Have grown over the last 3 years. It seems to be that there are readers who are really rediscovering kind of the value of local bookstores, of having this kind of gathering place, of being able to browse and interact with people about books, which is really encouraging. I think the question now is, will publishers and will the industry recognize the added value that independent bookstores bring to the table? Because, although they're only about 10% of the market, they play an outsized role in terms of publicizing unknown authors and new books, and they're a key way that people actually discover and learn about new books, much more so than they do on Amazon.
Will the market correct for this? In other words, if Amazon is raising prices on some books, will that give an advantage to independent booksellers who might be able to compete better on price than they have been in the past?
I think it helps. I think, again, the question is also, how publishers respond and whether, the value that independent bookstores provide that's unique in terms of things like having author events, which in turn, get the local newspaper to do a review or an interview with the author and promote that book. There's a lot of sort of advertising and word of mouth and book promotion that goes on at bookstores that's very special and very critical to the industry. So if publishers recognize and value that, which I think they are beginning to do, it may lead them to adjust how they price books so that their pricing reflects that in terms of being able to maybe offer a bigger discount or more cooperative advertising dollars to independent bookstores, which again will help to level the playing field. I should also mention that another thing that's potentially on the horizon is the passage of the Marketplace Fairness Act in Congress, which has passed the Senate but is awaiting, the House to move, and that would compel Amazon to collect sales tax in the states where it doesn't collect sales tax right now, something, again, that would help to level the playing field.
Hey, Stacey, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks. It was great to be with you.
Stacey Mitchell, senior researcher with the Nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance, the author of Big Box Swindle, and she also produces the monthly newsletter, The Hometown Advantage Bulletin.